Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Hu. Thank you for joining me here today. We got a lot to dive into, a lot going on. To start, this morning, I was absolutely booing my phone. I was just very upset. Shane McClanahan out with a tricep injury, left his game, and it didn't look good. If you saw the video, he was in a lot of pain, clearly in a lot of pain. And that is certainly something that is worrisome. He missed all of last season, of course, the last few months of the 2023 season with with Tommy John. And of course, now this tricep injury doesn't bode well. So Shane McClanahan is out. I was so excited to see him this year. Hopefully he can recover and this isn't a long-term thing, but a very upsetting thing to start the day. Vinny Pasquantino with the Royals also left with an injury today, with a hamstring injury. And I mean, there's no more news other than that. All the news I saw said that we will figure it out tomorrow. They were doing tests today. Vinny said it felt good. But again, that is just the player's opinion. Players always want to play. So we'll see what happens when they get the results back from the doctors and see how bad that is. Of course, Salvador Perez gets some reps at first base. They still have Nick Prado kicking around somewhere if they need a first baseman, see if he can figure something out. But Vinny Pasquantino could be out depending on how that goes. In some other news, Carlos Carrasco was selected by the Yankees. Clark Schmidt is set to start his season on the IL. So that means the Yankees rotation is going to be held heavily by Fried and Rodon at the top right now. And then Will Warren, Marcus Stroman, and Carlos Carrasco seem to be filling out the five-man rotation. And with Will Warren, there's some interest because you don't know what you're going to get. You kind of know what you're going to get with Stroman. You kind of know what you're going to get with Carrasco at this point. Gerard Encarnacion is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a fractured finger. He was slated to get a lot of DH reps, so definitely some playing time for him, but of course not anymore. The Giants are going to have to pivot out of that. Spencer Steer is also set to begin the year on the IL. Now, the Reds infield is pretty good, so they will be able to recover from that. They have Christian Encarnacion Strand to play first base. Jamer Candelario will play third. And, of course, they have Gavin Lux, Matt McClain, and a whole cast of characters there. So there was thought Steer might be able to get DH reps from the start of the year and avoid IL time, but unfortunately he will be starting the year on the injured list. Parker Meadows with the Tigers is also going to be on the IL to start the year for around 4 weeks. Replacing him, Wenciel Perez is supposed to get some reps in center field. And also, they've tried some weird stuff. Javier Baez was playing center field today, notably. And, of course, they said Spencer Torkelson may get some outfield reps. So Parker Meadows being out hurts in and of itself. He's got speed. He's got some pop. He was a breakout pick by a lot of people, including myself, for somebody who could take a real step forward in terms of his fantasy impact this year. So him being out isn't great. Wenciel Perez is likely to be the one getting a lot of those reps. We saw him last year. And of course, if Javier Baez or if Spencer Torkelson can, if they can get that outfield eligibility, that adds another dynamic to their fantasy value as well. A few other notable things that happened, notable transactions. Yesterday, if you listened to the podcast or you watched the live stream, I was really hyping up Cater Montero, speaking of the Tigers, as somebody who could potentially be the Tigers' fifth starter. I don't know anything. He got sent down this morning. And so that means officially Jackson Jobe has made the Tigers' opening day rotation. I know that is probably mixed feelings among some people because he has this nasty stuff and he's one of the best pitching prospects that is in baseball at the moment, but his whiff rates haven't really been there. He hasn't been getting the swing and miss that, you know, he probably should be getting. So for that, I am firmly planted in the camp of just wait it out. His stuff is so good. He has breaking pitches over 3,000 RPMs. His fastball is also really good. The stuff is there. He's very young, and he needs to learn how to use it a little bit better. So once he does, those whiff rates will come around. I will live and die in this camp. I'm going to die on this hill. Jackson Jobe will be fine. His stuff is too good, and he is in the opening day rotation, which is super exciting, and that means he has every chance to really make an impact, and is certainly somebody that I am interested in my fantasy leagues. Couple other interesting names that got optioned. Joe Boyle was optioned down to minor league camp by the Rays. Now, he's another guy with loud stuff, but just no command, at least a history of no command. He was having a pretty good spring. His slider is dominant. His fastball is regularly in triple digits, but he just needs to locate it a little bit better. And it's, you know, the Rays are one of those organizations like, hey, let your stuff play, throw it in the zone. And I think that could be good for him. Things were going pretty well this spring, but he will not be starting with the Rays. Certainly a guy who is one to pay attention to if he gets called up, when he gets called up, especially if he's called up in a starter's role. Strikes are going to be a big thing with him. If he's not throwing strikes in the minors, I may avoid him. But if he is throwing strikes, he could be really, really good. Kyle Harrison was optioned down for the Giants, so that means he will not be in their opening day rotation. There's still a couple of guys vying for that last spot. My favorite of that group is Hayden Birdsong. Okay, I think this is really good for Hayden Birdsong. I think that he should be the guy that makes that rotation, and if he is, go and get him. He is having a great spring. He has very, very good stuff, and it seems like his stuff has even progressed to this year. He had his struggles last year. Like anybody else you're looking at for making these final rotation spots, he struggled a little bit, but he looks head and shoulders better, in my opinion, this year, and certainly should make that rotation and should be an impact arm. So Hayden Birdsong, I think, is the benefactor of Kyle Harrison getting sent down. Of course, hopefully Kyle Harrison figures it out, because he is a really exciting lefty. Masataka Yoshida will be starting the year in AAA as well. That news came out today. So I think they're just working him back a little bit. I don't anticipate him not being on the Red Sox, but at least to start the year, he will not be. And speaking of the Red Sox, I saw today, take it with whatever grain of salt you need, it looks like Christian Campbell is the favorite for the second base job at this moment for the Boston Red Sox. He hit a home run today, went 1-for-4, hit a home run. He's kind of looked not as ready as you'd want him to, in my opinion, over the course of this spring. But if the Red Sox think he's ready, he must be ready. And if he gets that second base job, there is one of the top prospects in baseball on an opening day roster. And of course, that is always something interesting. So with that second base job being figured out, it looks like right now it might be Christian Campbell, or it probably will be Christian Campbell, which is definitely an interesting note to make. So yesterday talked about Kyle Farmer maybe getting a lot of reps in Colorado following the injury to Thairo Estrada. Well, that lasted about a day. The Rockies made a trade today. They sent Nolan Jones to Cleveland, and in return, they got Tyler Freeman. So it seems like Tyler Freeman might be who they're looking at to get those regular reps at second base moving forward. He makes a lot of contact, not necessarily a guy who is going to benefit fantasy-wise from being in Coors Field. I think he hit 7 home runs last year. So the power numbers really aren't going to increase enough for him to be a hugely fantasy relevant, but obviously Coors helps any fantasy player's offensive value. And with Nolan Jones, his 30% strikeout rate, his power dependent profile, taking him out of Coors kind of hurts his value, you'd think. And interestingly enough, one of the guys who might be taking an infield utility role or taking a Tyler Freeman role is Juan Brito in Cleveland. And that's who the Guardians got the first time they traded when they traded Nolan Jones to Colorado in the first place. So both of them could now be back in that lineup. We'll see how that plays out. In my head, what the Guardians are trying to do is look for what they're missing with Chase DeLauder being hurt. DeLauder added power, which is not something that Guardians lineup has in spades by any means. And so now they have another powerful outfielder. So while we wait to see and wait for more news on Chase DeLauder. And a couple of extensions just to mention, the Blue Jays extended Alejandro Kirk and the Guardians extended Tanner Bibee. So a couple guys getting paid. Taking a look at some of the notable performances from today in spring training. I talked about Michael Ciani and Victor Scott, and it just keeps getting more. It better be Victor Scott. Otherwise, what are you doing? Okay. Michael Ciani went 0 for 2 with a strikeout, a walk, and a stolen base today. That brings his average down to 100. Victor Scott, last I saw, was hitting over 300. I mean, the competition is still going on, technically, but it seems like it's all but won by Victor Scott. It has to be him. I know the Cardinals like Ciani's defense, as they should. He's a great defender, but if he can't get his bat going, then you're just giving away an out every single time through the lineup, and you'd almost rather have that be Victor Scott, especially since Ciani is just ice cold in spring training. I know he missed a few days, but he hasn't been looking very good at the plate. Some pitching performances. Kyle Hart is in a battle for a Padres rotation spot. He went 4.2 innings today, gave up 6 runs, struck out 4, 2 home runs. So, you know, he's in a competition. My favorite of that group that was mentioned is Randy Vasquez. We'll see what happens. Obviously, I'm not the decision maker, but Kyle Hart not putting his best foot forward. I mentioned interest yesterday in the White Sox prospect duo that threw today, Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith. Neither looked very good. Both of them, I think, had 5 walks apiece. So they are very good, but today was not their day. Jack Leiter, though, was his day. He hit 100 on 4 consecutive pitches, topping out at 101. Overall, 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. That did, however, come on 11 hits. So take what you will with that. But his stuff has taken a good step forward, it seems like, and he's hitting triple digits fairly regularly. I mentioned wanting to watch Paul Skeens because, well, frankly, Paul Skeens is really good at baseball. He's still good. 4 strikeouts, 3.1 shutout innings today. So it turns out Paul Skeens still a good pitcher, to the surprise of hopefully no one. Another notable performance today from the starters, Max Scherzer threw 4 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. Now, the numbers look good, and obviously Max Scherzer is Max Scherzer, okay? But there is a thumb thing, and he is 41 years old. And so after his start, I mean, obviously he was feeling good, but he did say that the thumb was bothering him. And so if that is going to continue, that could be a small thing that turns into a big thing, is as it was described. So certainly something to watch. I know it'd be good to see just another year of a healthy, dominant Max Scherzer, but he is dealing with a thumb thing that is worth noting. And finally, I want to talk about a reliever. Out of Pittsburgh, David Bednar is slated to be the closer right now, and I know they have Dennis Santana in a leverage role at the back end of their bullpen. But one guy who, I mean, I think could be starting to get leverage looks, and more leverage looks, I should say, is Colin Holderman. He threw an inning today with a pair of strikeouts, just a shutout inning. And so if things go along and they wind up needing a guy to get more save opportunities, Colin Holderman probably has a chance to be that guy. He's been pretty good for a few years now. And with Bednar and Dennis Santana being the two guys there, there is a chance, I think, Colin Holderman starts to get some save opportunities, or at least starts to get more looks over the course of this season. So definitely, definitely a guy that I am looking into and interested in. If I'm looking for holds, saves, I mean, I only play in saves holds leagues, to be honest. So I have Colin Holderman in most leagues anyway, personally. But if you are in just a saves league, he's somebody to keep on your watch list. If you're in a saves holds league, I would definitely just go and get him at this point, because I think he is going to provide plenty of value that way. Right now, we are going to take a quick timeout. We come back, we'll look forward to some more pitching options for tomorrow. But this is the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList.com. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList.com. My name is Trevor Huth. We've talked about some notable performances, some unfortunate injuries, and some trades happening. Now, who's on the mound for today's games that I'm interested in? Reese Olson. I love Reese Olson. I've loved Reese Olson since he was traded from Milwaukee to Detroit. I think he's got great stuff. He was hurt a little bit last year, but we've continually seen that he can be this dude. I am looking for a healthy year. He's on the mound tomorrow. I always love watching Reese Olson. So just definitely a guy to keep track of, at least keep notes on. He will be rostered in a lot of places, but if he's looking like the Reese Olsen that he can probably be, oh, it's going to be awesome to see what he can do. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Chase DeLander on the mound tomorrow for the Rockies. Now, the question with him remains the exact same. Can he pitch in Coors? It's a hard thing to do. All the experts say yes. I'm inclined to believe the people who are saying yes. I am still very concerned, right? Coors Field is Coors Field. It is what it is at this point, but Chase DeLander has some nasty, nasty stuff. So he'll be on the mound tomorrow trying to prove once again that he is the exception to the rule. And lastly, I'm just always interested in watching Bryce Miller pitch, man. He's so fun. So Bryce Miller will be taking the mound tomorrow for the Mariners. And again, he's just a fun guy to watch pitch. He's the Paul Skeens, the guy that I'm just watching because he's good tomorrow. So not as good as Paul Skeens. I'm going to be very clear about that, but same concept. He's good. I want to watch him. With that, I appreciate you guys joining me here on the First Pitch Podcast. Of course, if you are not part of PL Pro, make sure to sign up for PL Pro. You get access to the Pitcher List Discord. I'm there. Jake Grumpler's there. All of our great writers are there. And it's a very active community. And of course, pitcherlist.com has all these great features to use. Until next weekend, I appreciate you joining me. Jake Crumpler will be back with you tomorrow. If you want to hear from me during the week, you can check out my other podcast here at PitcherList. It's called Coffee Talk. I do it with my friend Nate Kosher, and that releases on Tuesdays. But until next weekend, I appreciate you joining me. This has been the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.